Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Those brothers who are completed with their refreshments and who are outside, kindly come back into the masjid, inshallah. The program is about to start. Our intention and niyat for the Durood e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is for us to acquire the love and the muhabbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also for us to acquire the maal of Madinatul Munawwara, that wealth that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought to this world. And all those beautiful attributes and qualities are derived through the recitation of the durood with love and with reverence. And together with that, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this durood to purify our hearts and to make our islah and our reformation. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزل المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وإنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعده واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصل على جميع إخواني من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. نسأل الله الجنة ونعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات صلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات صلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني، اللهم اغفر لنا واهدنا. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله، والسلام على رسول الله.
Respected elders and dear brothers, alhamdulillah, tonight is the night of Jumu'ah, and it is also the night of the 25th of Ramadan al-Mubarak, the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And ulama ikram, some of them are of the view that when the two great nights converge, the night of Jumu'ah is a great night, the greatest night of the week, and the last 10 nights of Ramadan al-Mubarak, especially the odd night, then it is a greater possibility for that night to be the night of Laylatul Qadr. So therefore, inshallah, we are hopeful from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Laylatul Qadr will meet us and we will meet Laylatul Qadr. Alhamdulillah, tonight is the night of Jumu'ah, and we know that durood, the path upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is one of the highest form of ibadah. And for that we have Maulana Mustafa Kamil Sahib, who used to recite in the presence of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi, Na'at and Ash'ar and Salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Maulana is with us today. He's agreed to recite a few Ash'ar, and therefore we call upon Maulana Mustafa to bless us with some words of poetry.
This poetry has a very nice message about the shortness of this life and the reality of death and hereafter. So I'll recite a few couplets from here, then some Naat Sharif and some Zikr, inshallah. So the poet says, Zindagi ik kiraye ka ghar hai. The life we're living is just like a person who is renting somewhere. Ik na ik din badalna padega. One day will come when he has to vacate that house. Maut jab tujhko awaz degi. When maut will come and call you, ghar se bahar nikalna padega. You will have no choice but to come out from your home. Root jayenge jab tujhse khushiyan. Waqt aisa bhi aayega naadaan, tujhko kaanton pe chalna padega. A time will come when you have to face the difficulty as if walking on thorns. Kar le ima se dil ki safai. through your iman, cleanse your heart. Chhod de tu burai. Leave evil deeds. Waqt baaki hai ab samal ja. There is some time for you to rectify yourself. Varna dozakh mein jalna padega. Otherwise, you will land in Jahannam. Aisi ho jayegi teri halat. What will be your condition? Kaam aayegi daulat na taqat. A time will come when your properties, your wealth, and your strength will have no value. Chhod kar apni unchi haveli. Your palatial home, one day you have to leave it. Tujhko bahar nikalna padega. You have to come out. Ye bahut buri hai dunya. Dunya is something bad. Kyun samajhta hai dunya ko apna? Why have you inclined so much to dunya and made it yours? Baz aaja gunahon se varna. Neglect, leave the sins, abandon sins. Umr bhar haath malna padega. Otherwise you will regret all your life. Zindagi ek kiraye ka ghar hai. Zindagi ek kiraye ka ghar hai. Ik na ik din badalna padega. Maut jab tujhko aawaz degi. Maut jab tujhko aawaz degi. Ghar se bahar nikalna padega. Zindagi ek kiraye ka ghar hai. Ik na ik din badalna padega. Rooth jayengi jab tujhse khushiyan. Gham ke dhanche mein dhalna padega. Waqt aisa bhi aayega nadaan. Waqt aisa bhi aayega nadaan. Tujhko kaanton pe chalna padega. Zindagi ek kiraye ka ghar hai. Ik na ik din badalna padega. Maut jab tujhko aawaz degi. Ghar se bahar nikalna padega. Kar le ima se dil ki safai. Chhod de tu burai. Kar le ima se dil ki safai. Chhod de tu burai. Waqt baaki hai abhi sambhal ja. Waqt baaki hai abhi sambhal ja. Varna dozakh mein jalna padega. Zindagi ek kiraye ka ghar hai. Ik na ik din badalna padega. Maut jab tujhko aawaz degi. Ghar se bahar nikalna padega. Aisi ho jayegi teri halat. Kaam aayegi daulat na taqat. Aisi ho jayegi teri halat. Kaam aayegi daulat na taqat. Chhod kar apni unchi haveli. Chhod kar apni unchi haveli. Tujhko bahar nikalna padega. Zindagi ek kiraye ka ghar hai. Ik na ik din badalna padega. Maut jab tujhko aawaz degi. Ghar se bahar nikalna padega. है बहुत ही बुरी चीज दुनिया, क्यों समझता है दुनिया को अपना। है बहुत ही बुरी चीज दुनिया, क्यों समझता है दुनिया को अपना। बाज आ जा गुनाहों से वरना, बाज आ जा गुनाहों से वरना, उम्र भर हाथ मलना पड़ेगा। जिंदगी एक किराए का घर है, एक न एक दिन बदलना पड़ेगा। मौत जब तुझको आवाज देगी, घर से बाहर निकलना पड़ेगा।
जी, दिस इज नॉट शरीफ, रिसाइट दुरूद शरीफ अल्लाहु सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि व सल्लम अलैहि वसल्लम।
है नजर में जमाले हबीबे खुदा, उनकी तस्वीर सीने में मौजूद है। जिसने लाकर कलामे इलाही दिया, वो मुहम्मद मदीने में मौजूद है। नजर में जमाले हबीबे खुदा, उनकी तस्वीर सीने में मौजूद है। जिसने लाकर कलामे इलाही दिया, वो मुहम्मद मदीने में मौजूद है। फूल खिलते हैं पढ़ पढ़ के सुल्ले आला, झूम कर कह रही है ये बादे सबा। फूल खिलते हैं पढ़ पढ़ के सल्ले अला, झूम कर कह रही है ये बादे सबा। ऐसी खुशबू चमन के गुलों में कहाँ, ऐसी खुशबू चमन के गुलों में कहाँ, जो नबी के पसीने में मौजूद है। है नजर में जमाले हबीबे खुदा, उनकी तस्वीर सीने में मौजूद है। छोड़ना तेरा तैबा गवारा नहीं, सारी दुनिया में ऐसा नजारा नहीं। छोड़ना तेरा तैबा गवारा नहीं, सारी दुनिया में ऐसा नजारा नहीं। ऐसा मंजर जमाने ने देखा नहीं, ऐसा मंजर जमाने ने देखा नहीं, जैसा मंजर मदीने में मौजूद है। है नजर में जमाले हबीबे खुदा, उनकी तस्वीर सीने में मौजूद है। हमने माना के जन्नत बहुत है हसी, हमने माना के जन्नत
بہت ہے ہنسی خوبصورت ہے سب خلد کی سرزمین یوں تو جنت میں سب ہے مدینہ نہیں یوں تو جنت میں سب ہے مدینہ نہیں اور جنت مدینے میں موجود ہے اے نظر میں جمال حبیب خدا ان کی تصویر سینے میں موجود ہے جس نے لا کر کلام الہی دیا وہ محمد مدینے میں موجود ہے
جو اشعار قصیدہ بردہ مولایا صلی وسلم دائماً ابداً علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلہم مولایا صلی وسلم دائماً ابداً علی حبیبک بك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم مولايا صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولايا صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فاق النبيين في خلق وفي خلق فاق النبيين في خلق وفي خلق ولم يدانوه في علم ولا كرم ولم يدانوه في علم ولا كرم ما
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
MashaAllah, JazakAllah khair to Rana Mustafa Kamil Sahib for a beautiful, beautiful rendition. The Kalam of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, my dear friends, we see how it alivens the majlis, it alivens our hearts, and it brings so much of freshness and so much of happiness. If that is the mention of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the mention of Madinatul Munawwara creates such an atmosphere, then we can imagine that if the mal of Madinatul Munawwara comes into our lives and into our hearts, then what that will do for us. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Alayhi used to refer to the akhlaq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the adab, and all the different beautiful attributes of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as mal-e Madina, the true wealth of Madina Sharif. Normally when people go to Madinatul Munawwara, then we bring back some items from Medina Sharif as a matter of remembrance, as respect. And we hold those items in great value, that I brought this from Madinatul Munawwara. Somebody gave me a tasbih, somebody gave me a musalla, somebody gave me a kurta, and this kurta is from Medina Sharif. So we regard it to be something that is associated with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And indeed, it should be. Because if the wind and the atmosphere and the air of Medina has touched that item, then most definitely that item is valuable. So this Mal-e Medina is a very, very great thing. And therefore, the emphasis through these ash'ar that have been recited, this poetry, is to cultivate that love, that attachment, that eagerness, that affinity with Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that ultimately the ta'aleem and the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam come into our lives and we begin to enjoy the true wealth of living a life in emulation of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is what Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam truly desired from his followers. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted us to follow him in all respects of our life and to make our lives as close as possible in emulation to his way. My dear friends, this aspect of Madinatul Munawwara and this loyalty of Madina Sharif is such a beautiful thing, such a great thing, that we find the true lovers of Madina Sharif, they have given their lives at the door of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There are many, many incidents that have been mentioned in the kitabs and in the books of how the true lovers of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had given their lives for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, had sacrificed themselves. There is a book and a kitab by the name of Bargahe Risalat e Ma'ab, which translates as in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A few incidents have been mentioned of the ardent lovers of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how they sacrificed their life. One great alim by the name of Mullah Jami rahmatullah alayhi. He was an ardent lover of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he used to visit Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam frequently. And every time he used to go to the Rawdah e Mubarak, then when he's leaving, he's departing from Madinatul Munawwara, then a voice would come from the Rawza, from the grave of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and it would say, Basalamat Rawa wa Baz Aye. Basalamat Rawa wa Baz Aye. Go safely, return home safely, and return back to me. Go home safely and return back. Meaning Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would make dua that he goes back home safely, and he returns back to Madinatul Munawwara to visit Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam again. It came to a time when it was the last visit of his life. And he comes and he presents his salam to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's departing from Madinatul Munawwara and he does not hear the voice. He does not hear the voice of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam telling him to go safely and return safely. And at that time, Mullah Jami Rahmatullah Ali understands that this is his last visit and he will not be returning to Madinatul Munawwara. So we can imagine the level of relationship, the ta'alluq that he enjoyed with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tell him to go home safely and return safely. Similarly, there is another incident that has been mentioned by a pious person by the name of Haji Wajihuddin Mirti, rahmatullah alayhi, who was a murid and a disciple of Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, rahmatullah alayhi, person of a very high spiritual caliber. It is said that his desire for Madina Sharif was such that he wanted to pass away in Madina Sharif and be buried near Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he must have made this dua throughout his life. And towards the end of his life, he had an urge to go to Madinatul Munawwara and pass away in Madinatul Munawwara. So he completed all his responsibilities of his life, his family. He freed himself up of all the work and responsibilities of the world. And he took a visa and he went to Madinatul Munawwara. He must have probably gave him a visa for about 15 days. So as the time was coming towards the end, the visa was expiring, 13 day, 14 day. He now realized that he still has life in him. He has not passed away. So he tried for an extension of the visa. So he goes to the authorities and he asks them for an extension in the visa. So they gave him a visa form. He filled the form. And in the reason for extension, he put lil wafat. Lil wafat means to die. So the authorities, those people who were there in that visa office too, they looked at that form, they said, "Chalo, this person, he must be, you know, needing some treatment or whatever it is. He put in the application form to die, let's just give him the visa." So they gave him the extension. And they gave him another 15 days. It came to the point where it was now the 13th day again. And now he's still here in Madinatul Munawwara, he's still alive. He comes to the Rosa Mubarak and he now addresses Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and says, "Ya Rasulullah, I want to pass away here, I want to be near you. And now there's no possibility of an extension. Please have mercy." It is mentioned that the very next day, this great personality passes away. And he is buried in Madinatul Munawwara, in Jannatul Baqi, in that area where it is, there's a little bit of an elevation, where the family members of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are buried, and other great ulama, he is buried in that place, near the feet of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So another example of the ashiqeen, of the true lovers of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that they gave their lives, and they sacrificed themselves, for the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Another incident of a pious personality, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahman Peshawari, rahmatullah alayhi. It is mentioned that he had such ardent love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that on one occasion he sees a dream, and he sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his vision, in his dream, and he is so happy and he's so excited about this vision and seeing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him that, "What do you want? Make a dua. What wish do you have? Your wish will be fulfilled." So we can imagine if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asks us, "What wish and desire do you have?" What will we respond? This great personality, he tells Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his dream, that now that I have seen your countenance, O Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I do not wish to see anyone else. Allahu Akbar. What a measure of love, what a level of devotion. That now that I have seen your face, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I do not wish to see anyone else. Meaning that my eyesight must now be taken away so that I do not have to see anyone else. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him that think what you are asking for. He says, "I have already thought about it. And the fact that I have seen you now, there is no need for me to see anyone else." And it is mentioned in the book that the next morning when he wakes up, his eyesight is taken away, and he was extremely pleased with this, that now that the last countenance that he had seen was none other than the face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, these are not things that we now begin to practice upon, but it is a measure and an indication of the love of the true lovers and ashikin of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us some part of this love also. So therefore, this maal of Madina Sharif is that wealth that we should be seeking. We should really, in these nights, this is the wealth that we should ask for. Of course, we ask for the wealth of the dunya, those things that we need of the world. We ask Allah Ta'ala for barakah, for prosperity, for khair, for everything that we want in the dunya. Allah Ta'ala bless one and all of us. But the greater wealth, and that wealth which is beyond the wealth of materialism, and the wealth that will come to an end in this world, and the wealth that we will leave behind here, is the true wealth of the heart, the true wealth of the sunnah, the true wealth of the ta'aleem of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because that wealth is something that will give a person the best of both worlds. A person will enjoy the kingdom of this dunya and the kingdom of the akhirat also. Therefore, the beautiful poetry that of our Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste, Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. That a person wants to attain the ultimate goal of Jannah in paradise, then he should follow the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The adab, the etiquette, the way that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us. Some pious personalities have mentioned that the effect of the sunnat in the life of a person is such that har sunnat se huzoor ki ziyarat hoti hai. Just think of the statement that with every sunnat that a person practices upon, he actually visits Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we desire to go to Madinatul Munawwara. We want to go and stand in front of the Rose of Mubarak. And indeed Allah Ta'ala grant us all this in our lives. And Allah Ta'ala give it to us with acceptance and give it to us with respect. Because today many people go to Madinatul Munawwara. And Rajab Hanbali rahmatullahi alayhi has said that there are a lot of people who reach Kaabatullah. But they have reached Kaabatullah physically, but they have not made wusool ilallah. They have reached the Kaaba physically, but the objective of reaching the Kaaba is from Kaabatullah, from reaching Baytullah, a person makes wusool ilallah. In other words, he now visits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He reaches Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's ma'iyyat and ma'rifat. So reaching the Kaaba physically and going to Madinatul Munawwara physically is a bounty, is a ni'mat undoubtedly. But the journey does not stop there. The purpose of the journey is to take a person beyond the physical realm into the spiritual realm of the nisbat and the relationship and the connection that a person should enjoy with Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this naqsh-e qadam Nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste, that we want to achieve jannat and follow the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste, that the way of the sunnat and the method of the sunnat brings a person the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it joins a person, it gives him Allah Ta'ala's friendship. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this Mubarak night of Jumu'ah, this Mubarak night of the 25th of Ramadan al-Mubarak, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the maal of Madinatul Munawwara, my dear friends. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us true, loyal lovers and followers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, because on the day of Qiyamah, each and every one of us will be desirous of the shafa'at of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will all have to stand in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recognize his ummatis. And may it be such that Allah Ta'ala makes it that we are recognized by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through our emulation of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through our love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This love and muhabbat is a very great thing because it is the steam that drives a person towards a'mal. Love for Allah and love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hubbullah wa hubbur rasul, is the key ingredient in making a person, giving the person the proximity towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will conclude on this couplet of Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan, Majzoob Rahmatullah Alayhi. Sometimes we feel it difficult, we look at how the great people have achieved and what they have achieved. Imam Malik Rahmatullah Alayhi is mentioned that he used to see Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam in his dream every night. Allah, what a relationship. The Imam of Madinatul Munawwara. What a joy it is. So it is not difficult that if we cannot see Nabi Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam or we do not see him, we can ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for his vision. The great ulama ikram, before they sleep, they make ihtimam of durood and salam. They read durood sharif 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, 100 times. Some got more opportunity, read 500 times, 1000 times. Read durood sharif with a lot of love. And before going to sleep, make dua to Allah ta'ala. Oh Allah, we haven't seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lifetime. We are very far from the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we can't see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with our naked eyes. But ya Allah, we can see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when our eyes are closed. So you grant us the ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if a person sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there is a bounty of Allah ta'ala. It is not a sign of any piety, but it is a bounty of Allah ta'ala. If he doesn't see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he tries the next day, and he tries the next day, and he tries the next day. And if a person tries every day of his life, then inshallah one day Allah Ta'ala will grant his wish. And if Allah Ta'ala for whatever reason in his wisdom does not grant a person his wish, like one buzurg, he was making dua, tahajjud all the time. He was making so much of ibadah, he was doing everything correctly. And the answer from the above was coming, that you are rejected, the door is closed, the door is closed, the door is closed. So one day his khadim told him, Hazrat, here you're making so much of ibadah and doing everything, and here the answer is coming that everything is closed. So what answer he gave? He said, which other door do I have to turn to? Can we knock on any other door? There's no other door. So whether I'm accepted or I'm rejected, then I sit at this door. There's no door that I will go, no other door that I have to turn to. And it is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never rejects anybody. Thereafter, that very next night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Qubool, Maqbool, you are accepted. So sometimes it looks like the door is closed, but Allah is testing us. Allah wants to see whether this person turns his gaze away or changes his niyat. Allah just wants to test a person. So the door is always open and the door will always be open. Sometimes we feel and we perceive that the door is closed. And there is no other door. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this great misbirth and connection and ta'alluq with Madinatul Munawwara, with the king of Madinatul Munawwara, with the maal of Madinatul Munawwara, and make this night really a night in which we achieve all of these bounties. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us. This couplet that I was talking about, it needs a bit of explanation, but we will conclude on it. Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzoom Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, and this is for people like us, and this is what the tawazu and the humility of the great pious awliya is. Ya Rab Teri Mahbub Ki Shabahat Leke Aya Hu, Haqiqat Tu Kar De Usko Main Surat Leke Aya Hu. Ya Rab Teri Mahbub Ki Shabahat Leke Aya Hu. Ya Allah, I have come with this outer appearance. I have come with some outward emulation of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I am an actor. I don't have the reality in my heart. I'm trying to show my love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm trying my level best to follow each sunnah. I'm trying to establish sunnah in my life. In every little thing that I'm doing, I'm thinking about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and I'm trying. And I'm doing my best. Ya Rab Teri Mahbub Ki Shabahat Leke Aya Hu. Haqeeqat Tu Kar De Usko Main Surat Leke Aya Hu. You make it a reality, O Allah. I brought the outer appearance, you give me the internal. And that is Allah Ta'ala's fazl, that we do what we can do, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does the rest. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us acceptance. Inshallah, we'll make a few minutes of zikr and some dua, inshallah. قال الله تبارك وتعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما كثيرا 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 يا الله أبني محبة نصيبا يا الله أبني نسبة نصيبا يا الله أبني معرفة نصيبا يا الله مذاكر بنا دي شاكر بنا دي لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما كثيرا 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 اللهم طهر قلوبنا عن غيرك ونور قلوبنا بنور معرفتك أبدا يا الله يا الله you purify our hearts of everything besides you. Illuminate our hearts with the nur of your ma'rifat and greatness and recognition. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah is such a beautiful, delicious and sweet name. It is the cup and the drink of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, grant us your love and your muhabbat. Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman kathiran, kathiran, kathiran. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Koi mujhse pooche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera main ho jao uska yahi raat din main dua mangta hu. This is our cry and our dua tonight, that we are asking for Allah from Allah, and we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to occupy our heart and to grant us His love and His ma'rifat and His muhabbat and His forgiveness, and to grant us all those beautiful attributes that are the mal of Madinatul Munawwara: the tolerance, the patience, the generosity, the compassion, the kindness, the softness, the gentleness, and everything that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam represented. We ask Allah ta'ala to the barakat of this night and the barakat of dhikrullah, Allah ta'ala accept us and grant us this, inshaAllah. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وتم علينا نعمة ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقه وجله أوله وآخره علانيته وسره اللهم اغفر لنا اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا اللهم اغفر لنا ونجنا اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار يا مجير يا مجير يا مجير اللهم أعتق رقابنا ورقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا من النار اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا غفور يا كريم يا رب العالمين اللهم ربنا آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة الله خير حافظ وهو أرحم الراحمين حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل ونعم المولى ونعم النصير يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا أرحم الراحمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا نور السماوات والأرض يا زين السماوات والأرض يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا قيام السماوات والأرض يا خير المسؤولين ويا خير المؤتين يا الله forgive each and every sin that we have committed O Allah on this Mubarak beautiful night of Jumu'ah on this night of the 25th of Ramadan al-Mubarak in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan O Allah how bitter can it get Ya Allah how much more mercy can there be Ya Allah how much more malaika can be on this earth, O Allah. Ya Allah, with the barakah and the du'as of the malaika who are seeking forgiveness for us, Ya Allah, who are saying ameen to our du'as, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, we are lifting our begging bowls to you, O Allah. Ya Allah, we are the fuqara. Anta al-ghani wa nahnu al-fuqara. Ya Allah, we are destitute. We are in need, Ya Allah. We are deeply in need of your forgiveness and your favors, O Allah. The greatest favor you can do for us is to forgive us, Ya Allah, and to purify us, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, make us from your pious, pure servants, O Kareem Allah. Give us taharat of the qalb, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us purification of our heart. O Kareem Allah, grant us qalb salim. Ya Allah, grant us qalb shakir. Ya Allah, grant us qalb zakir. Ya Allah, grant us qalb munib. Ya Allah, make this heart a beautiful heart that flows with your dhikr and your remembrance. Ya Allah, and all good a'mal and virtue, O Allah, make this heart a gentle heart, a generous heart, a kind heart, a forgiving heart, a tolerant heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us ahle dill, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, make us people of the heart, O Allah. Ya Allah, if this heart comes right, if this heart comes right, everything comes right, O Allah. Ya Allah, you look at the hearts of people, O Allah. Ya muqallib al-qulub. O Allah, you are the transformer of the heart. You are the reviver of the heart. You are the creator of the heart. You are the owner of the heart. You are the purifier of the heart. O Allah, you purify us, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, let everything come out of this heart besides your love and muhabbat, Ya Allah. All ghairullah, those things that are clogging our vessels, Ya Allah, that has weakened our spirituality, O Allah, that has drawn us towards nafs and shaitan, O Kareem Allah. We ask you to expel all of those things from our heart, O Allah. Grant our heart spiritual strength, O Allah. With dhikrullah, power our hearts up, Ya Allah. Illuminate our hearts, O Kareem Allah. Accept our hearts, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman al-Dunya wa Rahimaha. Ya Allah, we have spent our entire life in ghaflat, Ya Allah. Jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai, wahi zindagi bas میری زندگی ہے جو غفلت میں گزری وہ کیا زندگی ہے یا اللہ. That life which is in غفلت, what life is that? That's no life, O Kareem Allah. We are ashamed of our deeds, ya Allah. We are ashamed of our past, O Allah. Ya Allah, do not associate us with our sins on the day of Qiyamah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we do not want to see our sins on the day of Qiyamah, ya Allah. Clean our slates, ya Allah. Clear our records, ya Kareem Allah. Delete all those wrong from our accounts, O Allah, and replace it with good deeds, ya Allah. Grant us a new book, ya Allah. Grant us a new slate, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us a clean heart, ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, if you bless us on this night, O Allah, it will be the greatest of your favors, ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept all our du'as. Ya Allah, grant us the barakat of this night, O Allah. Grant us the true blessings and taqwa of this night, ya Allah. Free us from the fire of Jahannam, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many of your spiritual favors that we need. Ya Allah, that we cannot even ask for you. Bless us with everything, O Allah. You know better than us what is in our hearts and what we need, O Kareem Allah. You grant us more than we deserve, O Allah. You grant us more than we can ask for, ya Kareem Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min al-khayri kullihi, ajilihi wa ajili. Ya Allah, we ask you for all the good that you distribute, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Rahman, you grant barakah in our homes, O Allah. Bring happiness into our homes, O Allah. Bring harmony and peace into our homes, ya Allah. Bring safety and protection into our homes, ya Allah. Safeguard the homes of all the believers, ya Allah. Bring stability into our country, O Allah. Remove the volatility that we are facing, O Allah. Give our leaders hidayat, ya Kareem Allah. Give us good leaders, O Allah. Give us merciful leaders, O Allah. Give us righteous leaders, O Allah. Ya Allah, let us fulfill our responsibility as citizens of this country, O Allah. Ya Allah, let us fulfill all our amanat and our responsibility as believers in this world, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, remove this laziness and lethargy and apathy from us, O Allah. We have become very lethargic and apathetic, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, alive in our hearts, O Allah. Alive in our hearts, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, while we have time in life, O Kareem Allah, give us the opportunity to become yours and become ours, O Allah. Tu hamara ban ja aur apna bana de. Tu hamara ban ja aur apna bana de. Tu hamara ban ja aur apna bana de, ya Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, you love us more than a mother loves her child, O Kareem Allah. Give us your love and your muhabbat, O Allah. Grant us your ma'rifat, O Allah. Grant us maghfirat, ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. Our Muslim brothers and sisters around the world are in so much of difficulty. Oh Allah, year after year, the situation becomes worse, O Kareem Allah. Oh Allah, you send your help and your nusrat, ya Allah. You alleviate this pain and suffering, O Kareem Allah. Those who are homeless, you grant them homes, ya Allah. Those who don't have clothes, you clothe them, O Allah. Those who are starving, you grant them the best of food, O Kareem Allah. Provide for them from the heavens, O Kareem Allah. From your food, ya Allah. Nourish them from your nourishment, O Allah. The world has turned its back on the people, on the Muslims. Ya Allah, ya Allah, but you are there, you are alive, you are all knowing, you are all hearing, you are all seeing, O Kareem Allah. You have not abandoned the believers, O Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, you send your armies and your forces, ya Allah. Walillahi junudu samawati wal ard. Ya Allah, crush the enemies if they do not want to accept hidayat and guidance, O Allah. Sink them into the earth, O Allah. Let their planes crash against each other, O Allah. Sink their ships, O Kareem Allah, and let their tanks blow up, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, you destroy them and finish them, ya Allah. Remove them from the face of this earth, O Kareem Allah, for causing so much of havoc and mischief and so much of oppression and tyranny in this world, ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, you give us the tawfiq and the ability to help and assist, ya Allah. The least we can do is make a little bit of dua for them every day, O Allah. Let us contribute towards them, O Allah. Let us rectify and reform our lives, ya Kareem Allah. And let us do whatever we can to the best of our ability, ya Allah. We make hidayat for the Muslim countries and the Muslim leaders, O Allah, that they get hidayat, O Allah. Give them realization, O Allah. Wake them up from their slumber, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, let the Muslims come to the rescue of the Muslims in all parts of the world, O Allah. Ya Allah, you help us and you guide us and you empower us, O Kareem Allah. Give us your unseen help and your power, ya Allah. Give us your ghaibi nusrat, ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. People are asking, mata nasrullah, mata nasrullah. When will the help of Allah come? Ala inna nasrullahi qareeb. The help of Allah is near. The help of Allah is close. The help of Allah is coming. O Allah, show us the mazahir-e qudrat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, show us ajaib kudrat, ya Allah. Show us, manifest to us your power, O Kareem Allah. Bring an end to the suffering and bring goodness into this world, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. There is so much that we have to ask of you, of ya Allah. Give us a good death, ya Allah. Give us a clean life, ya Allah. Give us a quality life, ya Allah. Give us a pious life, ya Kareem Allah. Give us a good, beautiful death, ya Kareem Allah. Save us from the torment of the fire and the adab, ya Allah. Allahumma shrah sudurana. Allahumma aftah qulubana. Allahumma nawwir qulubana. Allahumma zayyin akhlaqana. اللهم تمم تقصيرنا، اللهم نجنا مما نخاف يا خفي الألطاف، اللهم ارحمنا وعافنا، إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة، الفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم أقبل بقلوبنا إلى دينك، اللهم طهر قلوبنا عن غيرك، ونور قلوبنا بنور معرفتك أبدا يا الله. يا الله, our relatives and friends and family who have passed away from our community, grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Elevate their darajat. Grant them gardens of paradise in their graves. Ya Allah, save them from the adab of the qabr. Ya Allah, and let the isal sawab of this world reach them, Ya Allah, in a state that they are happy with us. Ya Allah, you give jazai khair to our teachers, our mashayikh, our pious ulama ikram. Ya Allah, give them jazai khair and elevate their status, Ya Rahim Allah. Those who are unwell and sick, grant them shifai kamila, ajila, mustamirra. Give everyone good health and sihat, Ya Allah. Protect us from destructive diseases, Ya Kareem Allah. Give us good health, long life with afiyat and salamati, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, most of all, grant us a life with your love and your muhabbat and your ma'rifat, Ya Allah. With guidance and hidayat, Ya Allah. In a state that you are pleased with us and you are happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your ridwan and your happiness in this world and in the akhirat. Grant all of us jannatul firdaus, Ya Kareem Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Wa jazallahu anna nabiyyana muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. جزاك الله خير وأحسن الجزاء.